Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Kim Ung Pagano.
I'm going to get a haircut just like that.
Kim Ung Pagano.
Isn't that such a stylish haircut for a president?
Well, take a look at both of their hairs.
Well, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That's why they get along.
It's a good point. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like father and son. I mean, here he is, what, he's going to be 77, right?
No, he's 74.
Who is?
Trump.
They said he's going to be 77.
Really? He's not 77 now.
And his birthday's coming in a few days. They said he's going to be 77.
I can't believe he's going to be 77.
Well, you Google it. Look it up. That's what I heard last night.
I'll Google it while we're doing it.
Because they said that prior to the meeting, they presented, wherever he was in Singapore, they presented him with a birthday cake. And they said for his 77th birthday coming up in a few days.
Well, that would make him older than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So when he stood next to Hardy, it's like father and son.
Actually, Kim Jong-un is better looking than his son. No, he's 70. He's going to be 72 years old.
I kind of thought so.
June 14th, he's going to be 72. He's going to be, when he runs for re-election, he's going to be 76 years old. And Bernie Sanders is going to be, I think, 77 years old at that time.
Okay, so then they were wrong what they said last night.
I think
I was watching ABC News, too. So it was ABC News. But, oh, anyhow, before I talk about the weekend, let's talk about this beautiful weather. Pleasantly sunny today, 80 degrees. You're heading to the city, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm going to the city today. Absolutely.
Beautiful day. You'll have no problems weather-wise back and forth. Clear, then cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Clouds and more humidity for Wednesday with a shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. That front goes by, partly sunny, less humid Thursday, 80, sunny Friday, 80. This is all with low humidity. And the weekend, Saturday, looks to be sunny, 80 to 85. And then Sunday will also be sunny, but it will get warmer and more humid when the highs on Sunday could be between 85 and 90.
Yay.
So now I went, you know, of course, I
went
away.
Before you go on,
yeah.
I Googled that guy who sang and got the golden button yesterday.
Oh, right.
I saw it.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, but he's got to stop crying so much.
I know.
But it was amazing.
It was very touching.
Yes, it was touching. I do have to admit.
It was very, very touching. That's still the greatest show on TV, folks. America's Got Talent. Greatest show on TV. You just like it. It's a good show. So anyhow, I went under the impression that the weekend was going to be wet, nice weather-wise, even for me in the northern part of New Jersey. You weren't in New Jersey Sunday, were you, Marshall?
No, but at my house, the forecast called for the sun to come out on Sunday.
It never did.
No, it did. It came out for about 10 minutes at about 5:40.
Yeah. Well, you were lucky because... by me in northern New Jersey, it started raining at 3 a.m. in the morning and did not stop. Pouring rain. And I mean, not just drizzle, pouring rain. I mean, if you went outside, you got soaked. And, of course, I drive back to Rockland County, nothing. Zero. Just clouds. So the forecast was a bust for that area anyhow. And, let me just back up. So we had the meeting. Saturday.
Oh, yeah. So how'd this meeting go?
This is the annual LACA meeting, for folks, where the board reports to all the members on everything they did during the year. And it was going along fine. Came to the social committees, and the social director, Gary Garrison, stood up, and he was mentioning all the committees. You know, he first spoke about the picnic, and he went down and thanked the 12 volunteers. And then they went to the water carnival and they thanked all the volunteers. And then finally he says, as far as the dance, he said, before I get to the dance, I want to say about Pat's movie last year, La Casa Fall Birdcage. He said, in my opinion, it was one of the best movies they ever did. So he goes, I'll let Pat say the rest. So I got up and I said, and folks, I said, if for nothing other, you should come see that movie just to see him in drag. And everybody was laughing. I said, this year's movie is Finding Your Feet. We don't need actors. We do need the DVD that's not released yet from the UK. I said, but anybody would like to help behind the scenes, I'd be more than happy. I said, as far as the dinner dance, I can't thank anybody because there's no volunteers. I said, so far, I've been doing the dinner dance single-handed. I said, and that will continue to be the case. I said, and as of today, there are no more reservations. The dance is sold out. We're not taking any more reservations. I said, so for those of you who are attending, you're in for a real good time. For those of you who did not reserve, you are going to miss one of the best dances we've done in 20 years. And I sat down. Huh. And that was all I said. I said nothing else for the whole meeting. At the next to last topic was the rules and regulation handbook.
Yeah.
That was put out by the board. They emailed it to everybody. It's about 40 pages. And that's when everything went berserk.
What happened?
Because last year at the meeting, which I wasn't there because of the dance, was the same day, the board said that they would put together a draft of the rules and regulations and bring it back to the members to change and then vote on. Well, the board didn't do that. They spent 100 hours putting the board thing together and just said, this is it. Here's your rules and regulations. And the members did not sit for it. There was so much uproar you could not believe. The former president got up, made a motion to form a committee that they will review this, blah, 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 blah. It gets better. One of the board members gets up and is trying to explain what 48 hours advance notice means, and everybody booed him because the fact is very simple. If we're going to be redoing this, why are you explaining this stuff? We don't want to hear it. And then the president had the nerve. And you know who she is.
Yeah.
The president had the nerve to turn around and said, all you people that are now complaining with your hands up, you're probably guilty. And that's why you don't want to accept our rules and regulations.
What happened at that point?
Is that a thing for a president to say to the members?
No. What happened at that point?
They didn't boo her. But, you know, there was just so much noise going on. And the motion was accepted to form a subcommittee and review it. And, and then after that, they voted for the reelection of officers, which was the same ballot because nobody came forward. Nobody wanted to challenge anybody. So it's the same board for another 2 years. And then lunch was served. And I quickly took an egg salad sandwich and ran into the car and went back to the cabin. I didn't want to talk to anybody about what went on. But Sunday I was at the studio cleaning up and Vicky, the president, came in to tell us how upset she was, what they did with the rules and regulations and overturned it. I says, but Vicky, in the same token, I said, you were supposed to report back to them. She didn't know what to say. I said, and I told you when you became president that you could do $50,000 of savings per year, and next year the members will not even acknowledge it. This is a thankless job. And if you're going to do this job, keep that in mind, because that is it. You get no money. You get no fringe benefits. It is a thankless job. So she said, well, I'll tell you one thing right now. If they change one of those rules or regulations, I'm quitting. See you at the dance.
That's right. Thank you very much, former president.
So that's where that is at, and people were talking about it all weekend long.
Maybe you should send her to meet Kim Jong-un.
That would have been a great idea. That would have been a great idea. She even has the same color hair as Trump. But anyhow, so that was it. And then, of course, when I got through, which was about 5 o'clock on Sunday, and the rain continued to pour, I didn't think there was any reason for me to stay there Sunday night, come home early Monday, especially if it was going to rain.
Yeah.
So I took off and I came home. And that was that. And now I'm working on the dance because Saturday's the dance. We have 95 people. And it's just a matter of getting everything in order, packing the car, and getting ready for hopefully a fun weekend.
Packing the car.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tons of stuff have to go up. Tons. It's a good thing I have a large SUV.
So now next Monday we'll have Anthony J back.
Yeah, Anthony will be here. And
that's what I told him.
Anthony seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah, I told him that. I said, you know, you're going to be working next Monday. He goes, no, I haven't heard that yet. So I said, you will. With the weather forecast that I hear, you will.
everything worked out with Skype, right?
Oh, yeah. It was fine. Good. It was fine. He was all nervous. He called me way ahead of time to make sure that.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. I like both Anthony's. They're very conscientious. They email me for every little thing. But it's like, okay, guys, relax.
I can't believe, though, with this Italian heritage, he didn't know about Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Wednesday?
Wednesday is every Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, well, in my house was Thursday.
But he never saw the commercial. Anthony! So I told, I told him to Google it.
Right. All right, so we got everybody up to par. You have a great trip to and from the city. Be safe as usual, Marshall, but the weather will be gorgeous. Take a nice walk when you get there.
Oh, I'm planning on it. I'm planning on it, Pat.
Good
all
for
right.
you.
We'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.